ABC Listen.
Yama, Rudingaya, and this is Little Yarns, a podcast where we listen to the sounds of country and share some words in language. It's our last visit to Wailwan Country in western New South Wales. We're going to meet Aunty Beth, and together we're going to look for a very special animal. They're covered in brown spikes and catch ants with their long tongue. Any ideas? It's the Wailwan word for the echidna.
Yama Waru, Yama Rudy.
Yama Aunty Beth.
Yama Aunty Beth.
This spot is a lot drier than the river. Where are we?
This area is what we call the shrublands. It's full of grasses and shrubs and lots of sandy dirt. Quick, come over here. I've got something to show you. Look here in the sand. What do you see?
Animal tracks.
Wow.
The prints are so close together. Must be something small. What could it be?
Platypus.
A human?
It looks like a hand.
These are echidna tracks. In Wailwan, we call this animal the digardbilla. Can you say digardbilla?
Digabilla.
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 That's right. Have you seen a digardbilla?
Yes, we found one.
We seen one in the jetty bank. He had spikes on him.
Our teacher from last year had an echidna in her house, like when she woke up.
We were walking to our car, like late at night, and there was an echidna going under a tyre. It was hiding under the car.
I love digabilla. I have a jumper with a big rainbow digabilla on the front.
That sounds really cool. Digabilla isn't normally rainbow. They're brown, so they can blend into the shrubland, have small stocky body, short legs, and a long tongue. But it's best known for its pointy, sharp quills all over its back. Why do you think he needs those quills?
To protect themselves from dangerous wild animals. When like people come too close, they spike up
to keep them safe when they're hunting for food.
Yeah, they protect him from predators. The digabilla is a special totem for our people, and my uncle taught me to track digabilla in the springtime when they come out of hibernation. Do you want to find the digabilla?
Yes, let's go!
How do you think we should start?
Well, the footprints are pointing that way.
Let's go that way!
It's pretty hot here under the sun. Wait, where have the tracks gone?
This way, there's more tracks over here.
Can you see the tracks?
No.
Have the tracks blown away? I can't see them anymore.
That's because you went the wrong way.
Oh no! What do you mean?
The digabilla is one of the only animals in the world whose back feet face the other way and his front feet barely touch the surface as he's walking, so they don't really leave tracks. So while you've been following his tracks one way, he was actually heading the other way.
So his front feet face forwards and his back feet face backwards. Why is that?
Well, they use their front feet to dig holes or burrows, and their back feet helps them push the soil away and up out of the hole when burrowing. My old people also taught me that you've got to respect and understand the digabilla. If you don't, you're going to go the wrong way looking for him. So, you have to show balawa to the digardbilla. Do you remember what balawa means?
Balawa means respect.
Yeah.
Oh, so proud of you all. Well done.
But oh, there's one.
Look.
It kind of looks like sea urchins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The digabilla's on the move. Let's follow him.
He looks like he's walking like a sea lion. He kind of looks like them, like fluffy little like what are they called? Caterpillars. Like, but they like he's bigger.
He's getting away. We'd better pick up the pace. Let's go.
Oh, it's much cooler here by the river. And what's that over there? It looks like a spiky bowling ball.
It's a digabilla, all curled up.
And it looks like he's digging.
There he goes again. He's heading into the river.
I don't know, but I think his nose helps him swim.
It, like, sticks, like, the top part, like, sticks out of the water sort of thing. So then, like, he can breathe.
That's right. I can see his nose just above the water. He's using his snout like a snorkel, so he can breathe while swimming.
He's a good swimmer, all right. For a long time, many people didn't realise that the digabilla could swim. But our people always knew. The clue has been there for thousands of years. And the digabilla's name, billa, is another word for river. Our stories say the digabilla and the platypus, or bullmoid, are brothers. Can you guess why?
Because they could swim.
They both have, like, weird feet sort of thing. They're, like, big paddles. Oh, yeah, they're both brown. And then they have a black nose.
Yes, that's right. They both swim, they both lay eggs, and they both have long tongues. Another thing the platypus shares with his brother is his quills.
Platypus have spikes? Where?
The platypus doesn't have many, though. Just two poisonous quills on his back ankles.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Sounds like it might be a good idea to stay away from these two spike brothers.
Where did he go? Where's the digabilla?
He must have swam away. Galai, digabilla. See you next time.
Galai.
Galai.
I'm pretty tired. Time to go home and have a rest after all this digabilla chasing.
Annabeth, thank you so much for having us on Well One Country.
Galai, Annabeth.
It was lovely to meet you all. And remember, it's not goodbye. It's see you soon. Galai.
We learned so much during our time on Well One Country. I'm still thinking about the similarities between the platypus and his brother, the...
digabilla!
Yeah, digabilla means echidna in Well One. Next time I want to find him, I won't follow his toes, that's for sure. I wonder what country we'll explore next time. Until then, yalu! This little yarn was recorded on Gadigal, Wiradjuri and Whale One Nations, featuring the real sounds of Whale One Country. Thanks to our guest, Annabeth Wright, and all the Deadly Kids on today's episode. And thanks to Wurrunwidgee Arts for their help finding some sounds of country. For more awesome yarns, go to the Kids tab, free on ABC Listen.